Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
Jacob was a dreamer. He had a grandfather named Abraham who was also a dreamer. He had a son named Joseph who dreamt as well. Not a dreamer by night, but the most dangerous dreamer of them all, a dreamer by day. Someone who can, in the cold light of day, lay hold upon a God-given promise and say, this will happen. But there comes a moment in all of our lives when the dream is gone. The dream is torn, it goes missing, and all hope seems to die. But that's the operative word, seems. What you see, what you perceive, what you feel and think, it's not always real. If all visible things around is temporal, then there are some invisible things that are lasting. And when the visible says hope is gone, the dream is dead, the invisible has a different story. Faith operates in that unseen realm. In fact, that's the very definition of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Meaning that when our eyes see one thing, faith's eyes see another. We may see the bloodied and torn dream coat that Jacob held in his hands. Faith, though, sees the fulfillment of a promise. Hold on, not to the false evidence of the torn dream coat, but to the substance of things hoped for. False evidence. Someone used fear as an acronym, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That when we grow afraid, we're clinging to the false evidence. We cling to an illusion and we let the dream get torn from our midst. Welcome to Daily Devotion. This week, we're talking about finding hope for troubled times. And we're dealing today with the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph in the torn dream coat. It's in my book, The Point of Low Points. I share the story of Joseph. It's a lengthy story given more attention in the opening book of the Bible than all others. More attention than the story of creation, than the story of Abraham, than the story of Isaac or Jacob. Why? God seems to want you and me to know what to do when hope appears to die. That's more important to God, more vital to God than satisfying our curiosity about various elements of the creation and the cosmos. It's for you and me to know that bad things happen. Dream coats get torn. People do hurtful things. You and I are going to be hurt, but the dream can still live and hope can abide if we don't lose focus on the hope that is set before us. In Joseph's story, through the inspiration of the enemy, some boys made their brother disappear. But it was all an elaborate illusion. The deception began with hatred. The 10 brothers of Joseph hated their little brother. He was a dreamer, and they hated him for the dream. The dream that he would exit the cave of selfishness and blindness, that he would be different, that his life would count and matter. Yes, Joseph's story is your story. It's my story. It's the abiding story of the ages. Yes, you are part of the dream that says love conquers, that good triumphs over evil, that heaven wins the war, that you will triumph. Satan hates you as much as Joseph's brethren hated him. He may hate you the more. Joseph's brothers decided, we've had enough of the dreamer. They decided to rid themselves of him. But notice this contrast. God offers dreams, but Satan offers illusions. The illusion is found in Genesis 37. When the brothers bring the torn and bloody dream coat to their father, they say, we found this. Is this your son's coat? Jacob, of course, recognized the torn dream coat. Then his fear, not his faith, took over. It is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is, without doubt, rent to pieces, torn just like this coat. Jacob tears his clothes, mourns his son, refuses to be comforted. But Genesis 37:36 says, "And the Midianites sold Joseph into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Jacob, you fell prey to fear." Fear, remember, false evidence appearing real. You said, "Without doubt, my son is torn to pieces." Without doubt. But Jacob, you're not holding a destroyed dream. You're holding a torn coat. You're holding on to false evidence. The wearer of that coat still lives. The dream coat may be torn, but the dreamer is reborn. Listen to me. No good dream goes unchallenged. In the realm of exploration, no new thing goes unchallenged. The discovery of a new world came at a tremendous price to the explorers. The conquering of Everest was not and is not an easy feat. Landing a man on the moon, JFK's dream, did not come easy. Gravity is a formidable foe. In the realm of scientific advancement, no dream goes unchallenged. Joseph trafficked in dreams. He dreamed of the sheaves of grain bowing to him. He dreamed of the stars bowing before him. He interpreted the butler's dream, the baker's dream. He interpreted the two dreams of Pharaoh. All of these dreams pointed to a single overriding one, sparing God's people from famine. And Joseph fought for his dream. He fought his brother's jealousies. He fought a wicked woman's lies. He fought the internal sense of loneliness and rejection. He fought his own desire, perhaps for vengeance or at least an explanation. His dream was challenged. No soldier goes untested. No believer goes untried. No saint of God will go to heaven untempered. The enemy challenges your dreams. The day you dream of being a prayer warrior, the day you dream of being a soul winner and discipler, and your life begins to show proof of that, you better get ready. You're about to be challenged. The day you dust off a calling and say, "I will be the person God called me to be," get ready. Your dream is about to be challenged. The day you say, "My family will live for God. I will reach my city," get ready. Your dream is going to be challenged. The day you say, "Enemy, I'm believing God for my family's salvation," get ready. Your dream is about to be challenged. Nothing worth having goes unchallenged. Grace is free, but to walk in grace will cost you a lot. Spirit baptism is free, but to live in the Spirit will cost you much. Your faith will be tested. Your patience will be tried. Your heart may feel like it's going to break. But hold on. Like Joseph, get a hold of a good thing and stay at it, knowing that God is working on your behalf. Don't give up now or then. Hold on. Oddly enough, it was Jacob who suffered the most. Jacob was the only one who believed Joseph's dreams. When his sons protested, the Bible said that Jacob took note of his young son's dreams. He determined to protect the dreams, to wrap it in a coat of many colors, the sign of royalty. But his brothers brought back the coat, bloodied and torn. Because the enemy conjures illusions of failure. I see Jacob's hands wrapped around a bloody, torn garment, the dream coat once worn by Joseph. Clinging to that dream coat, his mind made a leap. "Wild animals have killed my dream," but it was a lie. The enemy prophesies different things. He says that all hope is gone. He conjures up illusions of failures, tokens to convince you. He points at your sickness and says, "God doesn't heal. See, you're sick." He points at your lost child and says, "God doesn't care. Your child is lost." He keeps you up at night trying to balance your bank account and whispers, "God doesn't provide. Look at your bank account balance." He points out your mistakes, your shortcomings, and says, "How can God love you? You're far from perfect." The enemy is the grand illusionist. With a bit of this disappointment and discouragement, he weaves a lie. He fashions a portrayal of divine nonchalance, a failure, but it's an illusion. He's a liar. He's the father of all lies. Jacob, you may scream, Joseph is dead, but at that very moment, God was working his plan. You may think that God's word failed you, that the dream had died, that the future was bleak. How bad was Jacob's despair? In Genesis 37, we read that he continued to mourn and said he would do so until the day he died. In Genesis 44, many years later, when the brothers are confronted with the very much alive Joseph, they admit that their father was like a walking dead man, that he hadn't been himself since the day that Joseph's coat was placed in his hands. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Have you drunk the enemy's Kool-Aid? Have you believed the illusion? Have you laid down and quit trying because you believe what the enemy dangled in front of your face? Be comforted to know that you're not the only one who's done so, but be challenged to know that you don't have to remain there. Because no matter what the enemy tells you, it's a lie. The truth is not in him. If he says you're going down, you're coming up. If he says you're defeated, you're winning the round. If he says God doesn't care, then get ready for the greatest blessing you've ever had. Jacob, if you could have only read the next verse, while you were weeping over Joseph's supposed death, we read that Joseph is very much alive and en route to his destiny. Faith says, I do not believe what I see. I only see what I believe. And what I believe today, I will see tomorrow. What I can grasp by faith today, I will hold in my hands tomorrow. Faith rejects the seen unreal for the unseen real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Satan wants you to focus on what he offers you, but faith is the ability to focus on Jesus, to look away to Jesus. Satan tries to get your mind off of God. He tries to lure you from the surety of the Word of God. Jesus said Satan is like the fowl of the air that snatches up the seed of the Word of God. He wants to blind you with his facades and mirages, but don't be deceived. The enemy may want to crush your faith and destroy your dreams. He wants to root up your godly ambitions. Like a magnifying glass, as you focus on an object in the periphery becomes hazy and blurry. Use your faith to focus on its author and finisher. For when you focus on Jesus, everything else gets blurry. How to make Jacob believe again? What can we do? Here's Joseph's solutions. Brethren, go back home. Tell Daddy I'm alive. He won't believe you. But behind you, I'm sending wagons and wagons of supplies. Then he will believe because I'm about to bless him and I'm going to send my goodness to him. Could I ask you something today? Have you been deceived by the grand illusionist? Have you brought into his lies? Are you clinging to yesterday's hope and saying it'll never happen? Have you sold yourself short again and again? This is the day to lay aside the torn dream coat. For the dream is yet intact. The dream still lives. And a new day is dawning. And this time it will not be an illusion. It will be reality. I believe and I claim that your dream is still alive and more powerful than you can ever imagine. And it's grown stronger in the time when the enemy has offered you illusions. Believe in the Lord and watch God work his plan.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.